This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we have got a guest on all the way from a whole nother motu. We've got Jeremy from the Fairlight Choir. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Cool. Yeah, it's great to have you on. For the listeners out here down in Otipoti, could you tell us a little bit about what the Fairlight Choir is?
We are a noisy post-punky band from the Manawatu and Kōra Whenua, three-piece guitar, bass and drums, and we've been going for a couple of years now.
Cool. Yeah, and you all have played in a whole bunch of other projects before as well, You've got a pretty big musical background, each of you. Could you talk a little bit about some of your previous stuff, at least about yourself or others? Doesn't mind. Doesn't matter.
So, Jono previously played in Man and Rug and First Move.
Mm-hmm.
Brian played in Fader way back in the
yeah,
2000s.
Cool.
And also had a wee sort of album only. I don't think they played any shows. So it was Empirical Methods, I believe it's called.
True, yeah.
And I've played in a few bands over the years, most recently Force Fields and The Postures, and going back a wee bit further, The Jukes of Leisure.
Cool. And you're all, I know, music geeks of all sorts of different types, which is really cool. So what does it feel like as a project when you all come together? Do you meet in the middle of all those things, or are you guys all over the place?
Yeah, I think the guys were talking to Kupir on Radio Control the other day, and they described it as Brian brings kind of the harmony and the melody, and Jono is really good with structuring things, and then I bring punk rock, allegedly.
Yeah, cool.
But there's sort of, I guess towards the start, we had people who bring ideas and we'd try and form them into songs, and that worked pretty well, but we worked out what sort of worked best for us is just making stuff up in the moment,
cool.
Recording everything on the phone, and then figuring out what the best bits are and sticking them together and turning them into songs.
Cool. And you guys have a vaguely recent project as well, so you've only been playing for like 2 years or two or three
years?
Yeah, cool.
So start of 2023, I think, we sort of first, me and Brian started jamming, and Jono joined sort of middle of that year.
Cool. And are you, have you mostly played around the Manawatu area? What sort of shows have you played, or do you at least intend to?
So we played a fair few shows at Stomach.
Yeah, cool.
As you do in Pami. We have played in Whanganui, played in Wellington, and in a couple of weeks' time we're heading up to Auckland for our first show up there.
Cool.
Then back down to Wellington the following night.
Cool. What are the Auckland and Welly shows?
So Auckland is at Whammy with Dozovny, who are amazing. Demons of Noon, I believe they're called. Doomy.
Nice.
Familiar with
good
them.
Name.
Yeah. And then following night we're playing at Underworld with Breaches, who are a sort of post-punky two guys in a drum machine from memory.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I've got a few other people, and this is our Friends of Yours episodes on the radio. Have our Friends of Yours got any questions for Jeremy?
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Oh yes, I'm on, that's right.
Yeah.
That's good. I guess you talk as in you've been around the Manawatu music scene for a while, and I'm kind of just curious as to like what changes you've seen in the current, what you see in the current status of the music scene in the Manawatu.
I've only been up here for the past 7 years, moved up from Wellington a wee while back. So, I mean, I guess the constant that I've noticed in the Manawatu over the last 2 years of only going out sort of infrequently to shows is that there's always young, interesting bands coming up, I guess, through the nurturing environment that is the Stomach, and having a space like Snails to play as well, where there's less focus on where you, if you're playing a bar, you've got to pack the room and you've got to kind of cater to that sort of audience where there's a lot less pressure playing at the Stomach or playing at Snails to I guess keep the bar manager happy and sell a lot of drinks.
Yeah, totally.
But as far as changes, I'm old and tired and I don't go out.
But you did spend a while in the Wally scene as well, playing lots of shows around there, so I guess you got to see a bit of the difference between a more money-driven city, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if there was a place like the Stomach in Wellington, it'd be amazing. More of that pressure to, I guess, and I was younger too, so there's that pressure to sort of hustle and play as many shows as you can and get your name out there and try and build an audience, whereas up here, and I guess it's the age thing as well, there's less pressure. It's sort of easier. We're pretty slack about organising shows, but when someone taps on the shoulder and says, hey, come play a show, it's usually a good time.
Cool. Do we have any other questions from the friends of yours?
Yeah. Hello, I had a question. You're talking about live music, you're talking about performing live. What's your favourite thing to see in a crowd when you're performing live? Like, what do you like to see from a crowd?
It's a good question. I guess you want to see the crowd being involved, not staring at their phones, jumping up and down. Just you want to see the crowd having a good time. It's a weird one. It's not something I've really thought about.
What's the best thing you've seen in the crowd?
Yeah, true.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, these are good questions.
Might have to come back to that one. Jeez.
Right. Cool.
I have a question.
Oh, we got another question.
We got one more from one of our other friends of yours as well. We've got Elena.
Hello.
Kia ora.
I was curious. What would be one of your favourite sort of art rock bands, if you have any that you like?
Lately I've been listening to Fax a lot. Cool. Who are a noise rock band from Chicago, who do interesting stuff with, I guess, rhythm and repetition and some pretty weird, untraditional guitar tones. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to lots of Kowloon Walled City at the moment as well.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Which sort of scratches my sludgy, doomy
vibe, Cool. Yeah, I was talking to someone about Kowloon Walled City the other day. Because some people have heard of the band, some people have heard of the city. Not that many people have heard of both, and not many people have heard of either anyway. And so you guys have just put out a single as well, and it's a dual single, Source Code and The Chord. Could you tell us about those tracks?
The Chord is probably one of my favourite songs to play at the moment. It's quite gentle and pretty at the start. It's got Jono doing fabulous things on the drums where he's mimicking a delay on his snare, but just playing the delay.
Cool.
And it was originally, I think, from memory, it was just originally this pretty little song that kind of crested and faded away. And then we finished playing it one night, and Brian hit this amazing dissonant chord. And me and Jono both looked at each other and said, just keep playing that chord for as long as possible and we'll figure out something that goes with that. And so we kind of built a second part to the song around this one gloriously dissonant chord.
Cool. And is that how a bit of your songwriting works? Like, you kind of come up with an idea and then you all decide how to like move around that? Like, it sounds like quite a mixed creative space, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's most of the stuff comes together pretty organically. We'll fall around with ideas until we figure out how a part works, and then we'll try and figure out the next part, and we'll there's not really any sort of dictatorial, I'm playing this so you have to play this, or, you know, it's all very, yeah, organic is probably the word I keep coming back to with the songwriting. It's just what happens in the room, what works in the room, and what we remember.
Yeah, cool. Well, the audience out there, you can check out Source Code and The Chord by the Fairlight Choir on Bandcamp. I'm going to play The Chord in a moment because I love that track and also love a good six-minute shoegazy banger. Yes. And have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti or anything you could say about the future of the Fairlight Choir and what we can hope to see?
We would love to make it down to the mainland.
Heck yeah. Cool. Well, yeah. Hopefully we'll do that, and we can help organize that. We actually as long as well as being an anarchist space and a radio show, we have a music venue that you can come play at. So,
we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Late.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Jeremy. It's been a real pleasure to have you on.
Thanks.
Here we go. This is The Chord by the Fairlight Choir. Thanks, Jeremy. Nice to see you.
Yes. Nice to see you.
Alrighty, here we go. The Chord, let's check it out. What a cool tune. That must be The Chord.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.